you have your Bible this evening, let's turn to 1 John chapter 2. Praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 2. Bible says, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." Now right there the Bible tells us that the world can come out if it wants to.
Amen.
But we've got to want to come out of the world and be separate unto the Lord Jesus Christ in order for him to begin to help us the way that we need help today. And I want to say, church, we need help today like we've never needed help before. Hey, not only you and I, we need the strength of God to help us, and we need the strength of God to help our children, our people, our families, because the devil is raging.
Yeah.
Amen. He's trying to grab everybody he can, and he's doing a good job. He said, "Now hereby, verse 3, we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Now who is truth? Jesus is true. If we say we love him and we don't keep his commandments, do what he says, then we've lied to ourselves. And the truth, Jesus is not in us. Amen? Praise God. That's pretty simple stuff. That's elementary stuff right there. But it'll help our hearts if we get it. Amen. "But whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked." So he says we're supposed to walk like the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now I'm not trying to belabor this tonight as I read it. I just want you to understand what he's saying. And we'll try not to rehash a whole lot of this stuff over. But we need to say it. If we say that we're into Christ Jesus, we love the Lord, then we ought to walk like we're children of God.
Amen.
Walk like it, talk like it. And be like, I start to say act like it, we're not supposed to be actors. We're supposed to be the genuine thing.
Amen.
Amen. He said, "Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth." Who is that light? It's Jesus Christ. Amen. He illuminates your heart and your soul and your mind so that you can know the will of God.
Amen.
Amen. So you can have what we need to keep on pressing on for his glory. He said, "He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even now." Amen. He said, how do you know you're saved? Because you love the brethren. If we come here tonight and we don't love the brethren, I mean everybody in here. Amen. Hello, you say, "Preacher, I don't like some of these people." That's all right. You may not like their way they do, but you better love them in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If not, he said, you're not in the light. He said, you're still lost. Amen. "He that loveth his brother abideth in light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whether he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes." Now watch this. Verse 12. "He said, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. The world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God," now watch this, "abideth forever." I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes on this thought. A personal God and a personal devil. A personal God and a personal devil. As we look at this tonight and we see this, and he said, love not the world, verse 15, neither the things that are in the world. Amen. We're not to have affection for this world. Amen. We're not to have affection for the things of this world. Our affections ought to be placed on Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And him supremely. without any hesitation whatsoever. We ought to have all of our affections, all our love, grounded and rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world. Now he said, this is what's in the world. He said, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. He said, all the lust of this world is in the world. Amen. But in order to understand this, in order to get a hold of this, we need to go back up to verse 12, where John is speaking to those people that's in the church, those born-again believers, those that's trusted, believed on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, received him as their own. He said, because they have overcome the wicked one. I want to say, church, tonight, we need to be those that have overcome the wicked one. We need to be overcomers, overcoming the devil, amen? That's who the wicked one is. We can never call the Lord Jesus Christ the wicked one because he's good in all his ways. There's nothing bad about him. There's nothing that we could ever think or do or say about him as far as being bad. Everything that God is, everything that Jesus is good. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you. I like the good parts. Amen. Amen. I never did care much for about bad things. I never did like bad people. I never did like bad things. Amen. But I tell you, when I found Jesus, praise God, or rather he found me, praise God, I realized I found something good. Amen. Now, I didn't know how he ever found anything good in me, because they wasn't nothing. But praise God, when he moved in, they began to be some good aspects in my life. I'm on that potter's wheel, praise God. He's got his hands on me. And as long as his hands is on me, praise the Lord, I do better. Yeah. Amen. Amen. With the help of the Lord. So I have a God, a great God, a loving God. Amen. He knows me because I know him. He said, I write unto you little children, verse 12, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Now how do we get forgiveness of sins? Through Lord Jesus Christ. Without him, there is no remission of sin. There's no forgiveness of sin. Amen. But he told us here that we have an advocate with the Father, which is Jesus Christ, the righteous, the one that is right. Amen. See, I've never been right. You can ask anybody that knows me. They'll tell you I've never been right. Amen. But I'm getting better all the time. But he said, there's one that's righteous. He's perfectly right. And all that he endeavors to do, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is that perpetuation. In other words, that satisfaction, the atonement for my sins. He paid her in full, praise God. There's nothing left owing. When Jesus bought me, praise God, he paid in full. Amen. It's marked on my bill, praise God. Paid in full. The debt was paid on the cross of Calvary. I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ that bought me, and my debt's been paid. Amen. He is that perpetuation for our sins. And so he said, not for ours only, but for sins of the whole world. Amen. He paid the price for the sin of the whole world. The whole world could be saved if they would. Amen. Amen. But he said, in order to be saved, now listen to me, he said we had to come out of the world. Amen. In order to be saved, those that's in the world have to come out of the world. We have to come out unto the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't like to do that. It's flesh, because lust of the flesh and lust of eye and the pride of life, we want to hang out with the world as much as we can. Amen. But I want to say there's a better place to hang out, and it's with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a place where we can hang out, praise God, enjoy the goodness that he has. He said, that's where these folks come out, praise God. He said, it is written, verse 13, unto your father, because you have known him, that is, from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. How did they come out? Overcome the wicked one? They come out of the world. Amen. The only way you can get away from the wicked one is to come out of the world. I was talking to a fellow the other day, and he's trying to get help. He's talking about going to rehab and all this other stuff. I said, praise God, you can't get no help till you come out of the world. Amen. You can't keep going back to the same places, doing the same thing with the same people and expect a different result. It don't work. We have to come out of the world. We have to sanctify ourselves unto the Lord. Amen. Set ourselves aside to him, praise God. Ask him to take us, lead us, guide us, direct us, to point us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, and follow thereafter. Amen. Amen. You know, what are you saying, praise God? I'm saying to church tonight, folks, we have a responsibility to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We can't do this haphazardly. We have to do it with our hearts and our minds. We have to set our mind and our heart on Lord Jesus Christ and follow after him. Amen. Circumspectly with the Lord. He said that's the way they did it. He said they overcome the wicked one because they set their minds with the Lord. He said, I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I write unto you, Father, because you have known him that is from the beginning. Amen. The beginning point is knowing the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father, amen, who gives us opportunity to be saved. He said, I've written to you, amen, because you are strong and the word of God abideth in you and you have overcome, here it is again, the wicked one. So now he said, in order to overcome wicked one, he said, you number one, you got to be strong. Amen. You got to be strong in this flesh, praise God, strong against the flesh, strong against the world in order to overcome the wicked one of the world. Because he's the prince and power. Listen to me. He's the prince and power of this present world in which we live. He's the authority here, amen. And praise God, in order to overcome him, we have to set our sights on something bigger than he is. Amen. You know what's bigger than the devil? Jesus. Jesus has already overcome him. He's already whipped him in his own territory. He's already overcome the devil. He's already defeated him, praise God. He's a defeated foe. And praise the Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ has already stepped up and said, it's finished, that work of beating the devil. Amen. Amen. So what do we got to do? We got to get on Team Jesus. Amen. We get to, if the church is going to grow, if church is going to have power like it needs to have, amen, we've got to get on the Lord's side. Amen. We've got to overcome the wicked one, the devil. We've got to come out of the world and be separate. Amen. He's saying here that we can't be a friend of the world. Look at James chapter 4. Go back a few chapters to James chapter 4. We wonder why we struggle so much in the world today. And it's a struggle. This battle's being raged everywhere. And now it's not only in the homes and family, but it's in the world. I mean, just like Brother Jeff was talking about earlier when he was taking prayers, this thing's a powder keg just waiting on somebody to light the fuse. Amen. Amen. And James says in James chapter 4, verse 1, it says, from whence come wars and fightings among you? He said, where's this come from? That's a question. He said, where's all the fighting and the bickering and the fussing come from? He gives us things. He said, come they not hence, even of your lust, that war in your members? He said, some people's wanting this and some people's wanting that, and we don't have enough God in us to be able to compromise and see where we need to be to find the truth. You say, what do you mean compromise, preacher? I mean we compromise, we don't compromise our faith, but we compromise and find the perfect truth, praise God, and we point it out, we find it, and we stay with it. Amen. There's a lot of people running in on the fringes of the truth. But for me, praise God, I like the truth, praise the Lord. Bible said truth will make you free. Amen. There's liberty in the truth. He said you lust and have not, you kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain, you fight and you war, yet you have not because you ask not. He said we're not seeking the truth. If we're seeking the truth, we'd find it. The truth is not, listen church, the truth is not hid from us. The truth is there in the very word of God. If we'd pick it up and look at it, we'd read it. Praise God, we'd know what truth is. Amen. Pilate asked Jesus a question. He's talking about truth. And Pilate asked him, what is truth? I want to say truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. Truth is the death, burial, and the resurrection of a Savior. Amen. And besides that, that's the most important truth that we need to know. And that truth makes all the difference. But he said that we can't find that truth because we don't ask for that truth. He said you ask, verse 3, and receive not because you ask amiss that you might consume it upon your own lust. Amen. What's happening in the world today, people's a lusting after everything in the world. That's why the world's so messed up. Amen. We're lusting after everything the world has. Amen. Everything it has, we're chasing after. People's chasing after, trying to find peace and joy and contentment and happiness in the things of this world. And you'll find one thing, it seems pleasing to the flesh, and the next thing you know, something else comes, and we'll leave that, we'll drop it, and we'll run after something. Does that sound familiar? Amen. We're trying to find peace and joy and happiness trying to find peace and happiness without the joy of the Lord. Amen. I've told 15 people in the last month they're trying to find peace and happiness in this world, praise God, without the joy of the Lord, and it will not work. Amen. People's are changing husbands and changing wives and swipping and swapping and this and that and other, praise God, and they ain't ever going to find no happiness, ain't going to find no peace, praise God, till they find their joy in the Lord. Amen. Amen. You tell them that it's blue, you're blue in the face, they won't listen, but I will say, praise God, it's the only way, amen, the truth of the Word of God will set you free. Quit chasing the lust of your flesh and find a good comforter in the Lord Jesus Christ and settle in. Amen. But the bad part is we're doing it even in the churches. In our churches, we're trying to find this thing, fighting war, and praise God, because of the lust of our flesh. Because everybody wants to be everything, praise God, and we don't want to be what God would have us to be. Amen. Steadfast, rooted in the precious Word of God. Amen. You know why you get there? By submitting ourselves to God. James says in verse 7, he said, submit yourself therefore to God. Amen. He said, quit lusting after everything in this world. Because when we get to lusting after the world, who's the prince of the world? The devil. Amen. So what we do is we take upon ourselves a personal devil. Amen. We take him just like he's ours. We take him in, we receive him, amen, and he becomes a personal devil. You say, well, preacher, that's not me. If we're following after the world, if we're not following God, we're following the devil. A man can't have two rulers. Amen. We got to have one or the other. Amen. We can't follow after the world and things of the world, praise God, and be pleasing to God. We got to come out from among them. Amos chapter 3 and verse 3 said, two walk together except they be agreed. Amen. I don't agree with most of the world, do you? It's wicked. They're putting stuff on there now on TV and stuff. It's destroying minds. They're putting stuff out all over the place. Amen. It's ruining our children, ruining our lives, our families, our homes. And now it's ruining the churches. We're allowing it to come in. Amen. I mean, they're allowed to come in, praise God. We're not allowed to come in. We appreciate God. Amen. We appreciate the sweet Spirit of God that makes things happen. We appreciate the Lord God Almighty that's a moving on our lives and giving us that we need. And James said we get there by submitting ourselves to God. Amen. That's other words, he said, we have a personal God, and it's not the devil. Amen. My personal God is the God of heaven and Christ Jesus, my Savior, and the sweet Spirit of God that lives in my soul that helps me all the days of my life. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see that submitting to the Lord, amen, makes the difference. Submit to God. He said, draw nigh to God. Amen. So we not only submit to the Lord, but we draw nigh to the Lord. I mean, ask you a question tonight. Now, don't look around at somebody else. You look at yourself just like you're looking in a mirror. Have you submitted yourself to God? You say, well, preacher, I think I have. And I was thinking about this morning. If you submit yourself to God, and he says, draw nigh unto him. So if you've submitted yourself to God, are you drawing closer to him every day? Are you seeking to get closer to God every day? Because he said if we'll draw nigh to him, that he'll draw nigh to us. Amen. So when we make him our personal God, and when we start drawing nigh to him, we submit ourselves to him, we commit ourselves to him, and we draw closer to him every day. Don't push him away and say, well, Lord, I ain't got time for you right now. Amen. Praise God. We need to make time for him every day. We need to put him first. Amen. Hey, praise the Lord. I'll tell you, when I get up, I say, Lord, please be with me today. Watch him, keep me in everything I do and everything I say. Amen. And I'm still going to mess up. I'll disappoint you before the day's over. But praise God, I'm going to do what I do with the best of my ability, praise God, with the help of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So he said that we draw nigh unto him, and he'll draw nigh unto us. You say, preacher, what happens when you do that? He said, you get clean hands. Amen. Your life begins to get cleaned up. Amen. He said, cleanse your hands, you sinners. So we need to be having clean hands. And he said, we need to be having a purified heart. A heart that's pure. I mean, that's a heart without any malice. A heart without any disregard for those that's in hardships. A heart, praise God, that loves the appearing, loves God Almighty, loves the Lord Jesus Christ, and loves the brother and the sisters in Christ. Loves the church, praise God.
Amen.
Willing to die for it. Amen. You say, preacher, I wouldn't say that. One day we may have to. Amen. You say, we'll never come to that in the United States of America. Look how far we backed up in the last 20 years. Amen. We need to be ready, praise God, because one day you may have to stand and give an account of where you believe, what you stand for, praise God. And the only way you'll be able to do that was the help of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. When you've submitted yourself to him, praise God, and you've drawn nigh, he'll be there with you, praise God. When it comes time, you can say, I love my Lord Jesus Christ. He's my Lord and my Savior, praise God. And they may behead you like they did old brother Paul. But praise God, as your head rolls around, goes off the chopping block, praise God, your spirit will be with him. He'll scoop you up in his arm. Glory be to God, and take you to be with him where he is. We just need to be ready, praise God. Why? Because we have a personal God. But there's also could be a personal devil. Amen. If you take him in. If you don't submit yourself to God. Amen. The devil will take you over. But he said if we'll submit ourselves to God and put up a resistance. Amen. Against the devil. See, devil's not omnipotent. And he's definitely not omnipresent. He's not everywhere all the time. So when he comes along and he tries to hit you and yours, praise God, if we put up a strong resistance, if we're ready to put up a strong resistance, praise God, the Bible says he'll flee from us. Amen. You say, what's a strong resistance? Jesus. Just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sweetest name I know. Amen. Praise God. Devil can't do nothing with that. He has to flee. Amen. He said, so we have to have clean hands. We have to have a purified heart. And we can't be double-minded. Like I said a while ago, we can't have two masters. Amen. You can't serve two masters. We either serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you listening to me, church? Now, I'm talking to the church now. We're trying to blame everything in the world for the church of failing. And the reason the church is failing today is not because of the things, praise God, of the world. It's because of what we have in Christ Jesus and what we don't have. Amen. We can look at somebody else. We say, well, it's their fault. It's the singer's fault. It's the deacon's fault. It's the preacher's fault. But I'm going to say, praise God, it's my fault. It's your fault that the church is failing, that families are failing because we're not trusting and submitting ourselves to God.
Amen.
Amen. Making commitment to Him. Putting up a resistance. Cleaning her hands. Purifying her heart. Ready to give an answer to every man asking the reason, the hope that's in us with meekness and fear, praise God. He said, it ain't nothing of me, but it's the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that bought me, that paid for me, that saved me by His marvelous grace. Saved me from hell. Lifted me out, praise God. The God that does that. But he said, we can't be double-minded. Man, we can't serve the devil. Can't run with the world's crowd over here and the Lord's crowd over here. Let me just say it this way. Did you realize that you're way outnumbered? If you get to trying to run with the world all week, and you try to run with God on maybe Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, you're going to come out in the hole when it comes time. When your time is put in, amen, you're going to come out way in the hole when it comes to being on the Lord's side. So we got to submit ourselves to God every day of our lives. So we have to make a commitment to Him. Say, Lord, you know what? I'm yours. I love you, and I'm going to do my best to follow you. So I want you to guard my mind, to guard my heart, to guide my feet, praise God, to use my hands, praise God, so I won't do anything that's contrary to you. Ain't that what John was telling us? He said, if you say you love me and you keep not my commandments, he said, you make him a liar. And the truth's not in you. But praise God, he said, if we love the Lord, praise God, we'll do the truth. We'll live for the Lord. Amen. Because we have a personal God. Amen. I know I've harped on this the last few times I preached, but I want to get this in your head. You have a personal God. Amen. He's yours. And you're His personal servant, personal saved person, if you will. A personal Christian that belongs to Him. He chose you. He picked you. He come to where you was when you could no way reach up high enough to get a hold of Him. He reached down, got a hold of you, and pulled you out of the muck and the mire, praise God. Cleaned you up, wiped you up, polished you up, put your feet upon a solid foundation of Jesus Christ, your Savior.
Amen.
Are you saved tonight?
Amen.
Born again, washed in the blood?
Amen.
There's a crazy thing on the radio. We was coming up through here listening to, supposed to be a preacher. And he said, you can't trust in this once saved, always saved stuff. He said, hey, you can't trust in a no-soul salvation. Amen. I beg to differ. Praise God, I know that Jesus saved me, praise God. I know that He bought me the price. I know that He called me on a Wednesday night, and that's what I'm saying. And I bowed my head and said, Lord, forgive me a sinner, praise God. And He saved me by His marvelous grace. He put me in the Father's hand, and the Bible said that no man can pluck me out of the Father's hand.
Amen.
Amen. Well, preacher, if you decide to go, he said, no man can pluck me from my Father's hand. I belong to Him. Amen. If that's the case, then he writes her name down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and he's got an eraser. Amen? Hello? Has God got an eraser? Erasers are for mistakes. Hello? Amen? God don't make mistakes. Praise God, when He saw you, praise God, He saw what you could be, and He saved you by His marvelous grace. And it's through the faith that we have in Him. Amen?
Amen.
How's your faith? Amen. That's a true fire way to know that you've been saved, because your faith is in the Lord. My faith is in that He saved me on the cross of Calvary. He died for me, and 3 days later He got up for me. Amen. Praise God that I can rise up in newness of life. Praise God. I went into a watery grave just like Him. I come out in newness of life to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't always do it as good as I should, but praise God, I do my best to try to be pleasing to Him. Amen. Praise God. He's there with me. All my faith, my trust, what I do, I trust in Him to do through me. Amen. Because He is that way, the help and the hope that I have. It's in Christ Jesus, my Savior. Amen. Because we have a personal God. Back in 1 John chapter 3, the Bible says in verse 2, He said, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God." When? If we make it through, if we do real good, if we accomplish such and such task, if we are able to do this and do that, huh? Then will we be sons of God? No, He said, those that's been born again. He said, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know." So it's a no-so salvation. "But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself even as He is pure." Now listen to what He says. He said, any man that has hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've got that hope of glory, that hope of going to heaven, that hope of being with Jesus, that hope, praise God, of living forever in eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, if we have that hope, He said, every man that has that hope purifies himself. What He's not saying is that Pastor Jeff don't have to come and get you and beat you into subjection for you to make your life and your heart and your body and your soul, praise God, purified in the eyes of God. Amen. I couldn't do it. If I could, boy, I'd get me a ball bat and I'd wear you out. Amen. If it'd get us all to live in holy life, and praise God, Brother Will, when I got done with you, I'd let you use it on me. And brother, we'd go out of here praising and rejoicing the Lord, amen, for the goodness that he's allowed the brother and sister to beat into it. But He said, that's not the way it is. He said, if you've been born again, children, He said, praise God. He said, we'll begin to purify ourselves. He said, be you holy, for I'm holy.
Amen.
Amen. What's wrong with the church today, praise God? We've got a lot of people that claim to be Christian, but there's no purification. There's no holiness in the church. Amen? If we ain't careful, we get out there and we get to talking and backbiting and doing everything the world's doing. Amen? We get to living like them, acting like them, talking like them, and we wonder why they don't get changed.
Yeah.
Amen? Why we can't get them come down to the house of God? Why they don't come to church with us? We tell them all the time we're saving them a place. Why would they? What's the need for them? Pray God, most of them probably as good as we are, maybe better. Amen? Some of them aren't as hard on each other as we are. Hello? Amen? But He said, hey, listen, He said, those that say that they love the Lord Jesus Christ, those are part of the God's family, praise God. He said, we need to be purifying ourselves, making ourselves pure, better every day. How do we do that? By following the Lord Jesus Christ, by following His command, by loving each other, by loving God, by loving Him, praise God, because He first loved us. Kevin, that's how we begin to get that help. That's where the strength comes from. Amen. He has all strength, all power in heaven and on earth. And in other words, He can overcome even the principality of this present world, the devil. He already has. And that power that He has, He wants to manifest to you and I. Amen. And He said, when He does, He said, now we're sons of God. And we know that we have a hope in Him because we're purifying ourselves. We're calling on ourselves to be holy. Do you ever talk to yourself? Now, raise your hand, you do. Every one of us talk to ourselves. Amen. You do. You won't admit it, but you do. Sometimes that's the only way you can carry on an intelligent conversation, right? When you talk, get to talking to self. Amen. And what we need to do, praise God, we need to be asking ourselves every day, is what I'm doing, what I'm saying, the way I'm acting, react, is it pleasing to God? They say, listen, flesh, you're not doing the things you need to do because God ain't happy with you today. Amen. I talk down to my flesh sometimes. That I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do. Amen. I'm like old Paul. I struggle. I'm in a straight between two, praise God. But the devil is not my father. The devil is not my God. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. The God of heaven is my heavenly Father, praise God. And I'm serving Him. So I mortify deeds of flesh. I purify, try to purify myself. Amen. Now I can say what I'm trying to do. Well, what are you trying to do? Amen. He said to be holy because He's holy. Amen. He's calling us to purity. Amen. To purify Himself even as He is pure. He said, verse 4, said, whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law. In other words, if you commit sin, you've done broke all the laws God has. Amen. If you break one of them, you break them all. So if you're trying to be good enough to get to heaven, you've already failed. You might as well just mark it off as a failure, set you a new resolution, praise God. It's going to have to be in Christ Jesus as your Savior, or you'll never make it. Amen. The only way you'll get to heaven is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. The only way. Amen. And he says, whoever commits sin transgresses the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that it was manifest to take away our sins, and in Him is no sin. So now notice what we say. We said we have the purity in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have sinlessness in verses 5 and 6. He talks about that sinlessness that we need to have. Sinlessness, that means sinless, right? Amen. Sinlessness, I mean the very definition itself defined sinless. Amen. Every day it ought to be our prerogative in our life to sin less. You say, well, preacher, I'm not no old sinner like you. Amen. You may not be an old sinner like me, but you're a sinner. We're all sin come short of glory of God. And if we say that we have no sin, we lie and deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. Amen. In other words, we've never been saved. Mr. Terry, we're all just old sinners. And we need the Lord every day, praise God. We need to be striving to sin less every day. And we do that because of purification of our bodies, amen, in our minds, amen, focusing on the Lord Jesus Christ and what He'd have us to be. We're going places. We're doing things. We're getting better every day. Together. Amen. That's why we come together. That's why we preach at you. And that's why you sing and praise the Lord, amen, and say, you know what? God's helping me, praise the Lord. He's making me better. He's making me more like Himself. One day I'm going to be like He is. What's your goals today? I visit these people in prisons and stuff all the time, and they'll tell you everything you want to hear. They've got it down to a science. They must be a book in jails and prisons tell you how to answer a preacher. I mean, they must have some kind of a pamphlet in there that if the preacher comes, you say A, B, C, and D. Because, I mean, soon as they go into the pokey and somebody asks you to go see them, you get in there and get behind that glass, and they're sitting there, and it's just like there's a glow about them with a halo on their head, and they tell you everything you want to hear. And I go in there and I say, you know what? If you're going to do it, you've got to form you a plan. You can't just do it off the whim. You've got to form your plan. Get you a pencil, paper, write it down. Make the Lord Jesus Christ and your Bible the most important part. Start there, praise God, and ask God every day, 3 or 4 times a day, to help you. But they have it down. I mean, they have it down to a science. They know exactly what to say, how to say it, and when to say it. But it has to start with the Lord. We have to sin less, amen? Because the Bible tells us here that it's sins of the devil. He said in verse 5, he said, know yet, and you know that He was manifest, take away our sins, and in Him is no sin. Whoever abideth in Him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen Him, neither known Him. He said, if we continue in sinfulness, we're not His. Hello? Amen? Now, he's talking about continuing in sin, willful sin, doing things that we know is wrong. He said, little children, verse 7, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as He is righteous. So he said, those that do right are righteous. Amen? And those that do wrong, I guess, are wrongous. Amen. Because the righteousness is of the Lord. Amen. You're either right or wrong. Right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, this is basic. This is basic. What we need to know, what the church needs to know, what to grow to be what God have you and me to be. Verse 8, he said, he that committeth sin is of the devil. Amen. Who do you belong to? I asked you a question earlier. Who do you belong to? Are you continuing in sin? Are we continuing in sin? Then we belong to the devil. If we're trying to sin less, then we belong to God. Amen. See, what it boils down to is what James was telling us. He said, we've got to put forth a resistance. We've got to put forth an effort. We've got to submit ourselves to God. Put up that resistance for the devil. Amen. He said, then we'll start sinning less. And we'll start being more righteous. Amen. He said, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now we see here the manifestation. A born-again believer, praise God, does not continue in sin. Amen. We begin to consider, what happens is the Holy Spirit of God, he begins to bring a change in us. Amen. The Holy Spirit begins to bring a change in you. And we begin to grow in sanctification, in purifying. We begin to get more like the Lord because we see him as he is. John tells us here, I forget how many times, as we see him as he is, he manifests to us and we begin to be more like him day by day.
Amen.
Amen. Is the Lord helping you? Are you asking him to help you to be more like him every day?
Amen.
Ask him every day. Amen. James said, we have not because we ask not because that we consume it upon our own lust. He said, what we need to do is be asking God to help us to be more like Jesus every day.
Amen.
Putting our faith and our trust in him and not in us. Flesh is weak, but the Holy Spirit's strong. He can overcome it, praise God, if we'll let him. Amen. We see in John chapter 5, verse 18. He said, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Amen. We don't allow the devil get to us. We keep him at arm's length, praise God. Amen. We keep lifting up the name of Jesus. Praise God. In verse 19, he said, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in sin, lieth in wickedness. Amen. He said, you can know when you belong to God or not. A devil will give you fit, praise God, but you don't serve the devil. We have a personal God that we serve. Bless his holy name. See that manifestation, praise God, of the Lord. He said, whosoever is born of God that doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. He cannot sin because he is born of God. Now he's not saying, I said to me, go, we're all sinners and we all sin probably just about every day. You say, well, preacher, that contrary to the word of God. I know what he's talking about is we don't continue in sin. Amen. When the Holy Spirit of God shows us that we're doing something that's wrong, amen, we flee from it. Hello? We don't just turn from it and repent of it. We repent of it and flee from it. We turn our backs to it and never look back. Amen. It makes a different person. It makes us into children of God. He said, in this, the children of God are manifest. Amen. That we belong to God. He said, it's manifest. It's made clear. Put out in the open that we belong to God. The world can see it. Christians can see it. Brother X talking about the people that we meet and the people that love the Lord, praise God. Fellow Christians in the world, praise God, we bear witness with one another. Our spirits bear witness. That's in us, praise God, shows itself. Amen. Don't take very long being around somebody and you can see what spirit's in them. Amen. I talked to a fellow yesterday. I'd been chasing after for 2 months. And I finally seen him going down the road, and I run him down. Amen? And I've been trying to talk to him, and he's been trying to do better. But just a few minutes of talking to him, I realize he's not there yet. Amen? You say, preacher, you better than him? No, sir, no, ma'am. I'm not a bit better than him, but he needs help from the Lord. And I told him that. I told him, you know, the Lord loves him, and we'd like to see him at the house of God. He's one of them I told we're saving him a seat. Amen? Hope for see, well, I'd like to see him saved. Amen. He's deceived. But praise God, the manifestation of God is there. Praise God. He said, whosoever doth not righteous, He said, in verse 10, he said, in this, the children of God are manifest. He said, and the children of the devil. So the children of the devil are manifest too. You can pick them out pretty easily. Just a few minutes of talking to them, you realize where they stand in their heart. Because their heart, their mind, their speech will betray them. Amen. You know exactly where they stand in just a few minutes. Because you'll know that they're children of the devil. He said, whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God. Neither he that loveth not his brother. So manifestation is the children of God and the children of the devil. And the distinction, the way that we have the distinction that we have between those that saved and not, he says, because that we love the brethren. Amen. He says, whosoever doth not righteousness loveth not his brother. He said, it's not of God. Amen. He said, if we're not going to do righteousness, he said, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. So he said, those of us that do not righteous, don't do righteously. He said, we're not of God. He said, you got to ask yourself a question. Am I doing right according to God? Now, everybody around you may say, man, you're a good person. Boy, we really love you. Yeah, but is God happy with you? If God's not pleased with us, then we're not living a righteous life. Amen. But we have a personal God tonight, young'uns, that's there to help us. And he said, if we'd just trust him, said, praise God, he said he'd give us the righteousness that we need, which is in Christ Jesus our Savior, an advocate that we have with the Father. He said, that's the distinction that we have. And in verse 11 of chapter 3, he said, for this is the message that you heard from the beginning. In other words, it's not a new message, it's not something new. But he said something you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. That's the true test. That's the true test. Do we love one another? Do you love one another? I believe everybody here loves each other. I mean, I think we've got a church that loves each other and loves one. Amen. I was talking to Brother Dean today, and he was talking about his little girlfriend. She had come up here when we was doing the trees, and she'd come to check on him. He was supposed to have been home at 12, and it was 5:30. She came up here to check on him because she got worried about him. And the ladies and the people that was out here, they talked to her and made her feel welcome. Then she told Brother Dean, she said, that little church of ours just makes you feel so welcome. She said, just like you're part of it. Amen. That's called brotherly love. Amen. That's what we should have. Because of the personal God that we have, we show him to everybody else, that love that he has for us. That's the difference between them and us. That's the difference between being in the world and being out of the world. Amen. But coming out and being separate unto God. So the question is not, do you have a personal God or do we have a personal devil? Who's leading us tonight? Who's directing us? Who's giving us our marching orders? Amen. I'm not serving the devil. I don't like him. I don't care for him. I don't care for the crowd that he draws. But I tell you what, I love the Lord Jesus Christ and my Heavenly Father because he's always been good to me. Amen. What about you tonight? Who are you serving? Who's your God? Amen.